This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Kelly and Company can be enjoyed right from your TV. Westman Channel 889 and Shaw Direct Classic customers, Channel 825. Visit AMI.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Also, a little side note, folks, if you want to check out our blog, because we are putting a lot of information up there and things with the conversations we're having here on our Climate Action Week, you can go to AMI.ca/Kelly Co. That's the Kelly and Company blog, AMI.ca/Kelly Co, to check out a lot of the things that we're talking about and to find those links. For example, our content earlier today from Mike Fair. A bunch of stuff is posted up there, and you probably don't want to miss any of that stuff about Audible or the CBC Listen app and so on and so on. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan, my co-host. She's at the home studio in Toronto. I'm at the home studio in London, Ontario.
And we're just piling on the information here, Kels, because we have Yes, we have a very interesting conversation and listen to come up with Curious Minds and Christine Malick. Let's bring her on.
Whatever happened to?
What does that mean?
How does that work?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I never knew. I'm Christine Malick, and this is Curious Minds, a monthly dive into arts and culture from a blindness perspective.
Okay, yes, I got all my words mixed up, and I was going to say with Curious Minds on Christine Malick, but, you know, let's just flip it around. On Curious Minds with Christine Malick. And Chris, today we're chatting about sonifications and climate data. So tell us exactly what this is.
One of the main tools used to get people's attention in discussions about the climate crisis is graphical representations of data. So anyone can read sets of numbers in text form, but sighted people are often offered information in a graphic way that's dramatic, quickly grasped, and taken in at a glance. Of course, all data and statistics have to be looked at critically. Even if a graph looks dramatic, you have to know what you're seeing, what the data means. But in this process, the blind and low vision community is generally kind of left out of the loop. However, that's not totally true anymore. SAS is a huge company that deals with statistics, data, and information. And they developed a free Chrome extension called Graphics Accelerator that creates sonified graphs specifically for blind people. SAS Graphics Accelerator is software that generates the sonifications. It takes the data and converts it into a sonified representation. And this can take a lot of different forms. So you have to start with the kind of raw data that's used, for example, to make a graph, which a graph is one way to represent data, sound is another way. If you're lucky, you can find a graph that has a link that allows you to download the data itself, because text-based data isn't always the default, and your sources are more likely to be scientific organizations rather than media outlets. This isn't a common feature of stuff that blind people do. However, any blind person working in STEM, particularly in fields that deal with interpreting large amounts of data, would use this daily to create a sonification, importing the text. So you import the text into Graphics Accelerator, tell it what kind of graph you want. And so there's different ways to represent data. And what we're going to hear are all time series graphs, as in a particular value changes over time. It can be a complicated process to do because you have to give it just the right kind of data sets. I want to give a huge thank you to Ed Summers of SAS and to Jason Fair, who helped me with the technical parts of this. So what I've done is to put together four sonifications that cover different elements of climate data. So let's give a listen.
The sonifications we're about to hear are done using piano tones. If you're able to hear this in stereo, you'll hear it moving from left to right, and that's a movement over time. Leftmost indicates furthest into the past, and the rightmost indicates closest to the present. The pitch indicates the value, so that lower pitched notes indicate a lower value, and higher pitched notes indicate a higher value. Percussive tones that you might hear in the middle are points where data isn't available. Now, in any data set, it's important to know what you're hearing or what you're listening to. The first sonification we're going to hear is related to global average temperature. This data set goes from 1881 to 2020, and each tone represents a year. The values here aren't in absolute degrees, but rather in a deviation from the norm. The mean was taken from 1948 to 1957, so the tone variations that you're hearing are deviations from that. The lower tones are deviations lower, and the upper tones, the high-pitched tones, are deviations higher. So let's give a listen to this at normal speed. So that's at a normal speed, and again, you're hearing average global temperature deviations from the mean from 1881 to 2020. So even if you're not hearing it in stereo, the trend is obvious. The temperature is getting higher. Let's play that again at a slightly slower speed so you can hear it more clearly. The next sonification we're going to hear relates to carbon dioxide parts per million in the atmosphere. Again, the sonification will move from left to right. The tone on the left, or the first tone you hear, indicates 1958, and the last tone indicates 2019. Now, this is a longer sonification because the data points are per month, not per year, so we're getting 12 measurements per year. And the absolute values are 315 parts per million in 1958 to 417 parts per million in 2019. Here we go. The next sonification we're going to hear is sea ice coverage measured by year. Now, this is the percentage of the globe that's covered in sea ice. This graph goes from 1979 to 2020. In 1979, the percentage of the Earth's surface that's covered in ice is 7.05. In 2020, the measurement is 3.92. Of course, here, you're hearing the tone go down as the value goes down. Let's listen to that again, a little slower. The next sonification refers to summer temperatures in Alert, Nunavut. There's one measurement per year, which is the average from June to September. In 1949, the measurement was 0.3 degrees. In 2020, the measurement is 0.8. Again, the sonification will move from left to right if you're hearing it in stereo, or else the first note is in 1949, and the last one is in 2020. Let's listen to that again, slowed down. Mm-hmm. Now, these sonifications are really striking, and they're meant to be, just as visualizations are made to be striking as well. But as is true in sighted people looking at visualized data, it's really important to know what you're hearing. What is the data that's being represented? Something looking or sounding dramatic is eye-catching or ear-catching, but it's always important to know what's being taken in. This way of accessing data isn't simple. You need some technical skill and some motivation. But for blind and low vision people working in STEM, this is an incredible tool that can be used daily for analyzing data. If you're interested in finding out more, you can visit the SAS website or simply Google SAS Graphics Accelerator. It does take some skill and some practice to be able to get the right data and put it where you want it and get it to do what you want, but it can be very effective in giving presentations to blind or sighted audiences. And if you have some motivation to present data and you thought it was not possible because data is so often visual, here's an opportunity to try something that maybe no one's ever heard before.
We were listening to four sonifications that cover different elements of climate data that was put together by Christine Malik and some people who really helped out. Chris, this was super fascinating to listen to. And I know you said, you know, it's ear catching, but you got to know what you're hearing. But I still can't. I had to pause after the ear catching because it's just so dramatic. I'm going back to the first one with the temperature increase and the temperature change for several decades and what that sounded like, especially when you slowed it down. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, how can we this is a dramatic question, but like, how can we still be denying climate change when that kind of info is out there?
Is so obvious. Yeah. And it's a puzzler because sighted people are seeing the same data and maybe even more dramatically presented. And so, you know, all those qualifications I use about you got to know what you're looking at. And that's one of the things that some people will say is, oh, well, you can take any set of statistics and make them shocking. So it's something that's true for everyone who's considering data is you have to know what you're looking at. But to hear it spread out in that way and or to see it on a graph, it is dramatic for sure, and there's no denying which way the trends are going.
Well, and it's amazing when we as human beings, and I don't know, I mean, there's always the component of us who are so scared by what we see and what we hear, like that's tremendous. It's so daunting. But you stop and say, well, I can't do anything about it. Or no, somebody's just trying to scare you. And it's like that person says, you know, I'm not really well. Oh, sure you are. Get up and walk. You're fine. No, I'm not. And I think we, as a society, there's going to be that component, you know, that amount of people in every society, every community out there that feel that way, because it's that, well, I don't really know what to do. And none of us like to be in that position. So when you see this stuff and you say, well, people have been seeing this forever, decades, knowing we're in trouble,
why,
or we're headed down a bad
route.
How are we allowing it? And for you, with talking with Ed, it must have been fascinating as he worked through this to try to really, for the first time in your life, say, oh my gosh, this is like right here in front of me.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. It's very visceral in a way that just hearing the numbers isn't. And I'd like to say, to your point of feeling daunted and helpless, my only antidote to that is that when you start actually doing something, just do something. You feel better.
Yes.
You feel better. Even write to your politician, sign a petition, even, you know, we all hopefully recycle and reuse and things. But once you start acting, even if it's something small, you feel better. And you may not change the world. It's possible that your action, you know, we don't know. But for me, when I started doing something, it helped with that feeling. Maybe it is hopeless. I don't know. But at least I'm trying. And at least I can feel in my soul, I've done something. I've done the right thing. I took a stand. And for me, emotionally and personally, that was very helpful, even no matter how daunting it
all
is.
Start the habit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's super encouraging. Chris, thank you so much for bringing this to us. I know it's a lot of work, and I appreciate having these four graphs listened to today.
Yeah, it's great to have something accessible to check out.
Mm-hmm. Take care. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Christine Malik on Curious Minds, and she joins us on the third Thursday of every month.
And, of course, every week we do the Kelly & Company Roundtable. Today, our guest is Lawrence Gunther. He's the host of the AMI podcast, Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther. And, boy, we've got some things to talk about with him. So, please, be back on the other side of the break. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.